3, 2, 1. We're so glad to be here breaking ground on this project.
Adrian Benepi, Commissioner of Parks and Recreation, is used to wielding a shovel. But today, he's flanked by a long-haired British Earl and women in large hats. He's reading from a Dylan Thomas poem about nature's healing power.
In Fern Hill, a 1946 poem he wrote, "Now as I was young and easy under the apple boughs."
The 3/4 of an acre site will be torn apart from the paving stones upwards. There'll be no standard Parks Department fixtures here, because every element from benches to lamps will be made by craftsmen incorporating British materials.
It's a rather undistinguished space right now, really just some pavers and some old benches. It will become one of the most spectacular gardens in all of New York City when it's done. There's no park anywhere in the city that has this level of talent working on its design.
Stonemason Simon Verity will interlock 240 paving flagstones, which will become the base of this British Memorial Garden. Verity's workshop is at the side of St. John the Divine Cathedral. For 10 years, he worked on stone blocks around the main church door. For the British Garden, he's been hand-carving inscriptions of each of the 95 counties. He'll weave two colours of stone, which has been brought from the far west of Scotland, to create a poetic representation on the ground of the map of the British Isles. The lettering is wild, and the background designs convey his ideas about the landscape. Wavy wheat fields, flamboyant curlicues, and wild hedgerows.
People would say to me, "Don't you get bored with carving all these words shire?" And I said, "No, because each of them is a different shire."
As I'm chiseling, I'm thinking about the letter form that I'm carving. I'm thinking about the life of this extraordinary country that I'm from.
His hundreds of thousands of hammer blows will mark the hard-wearing flagstone for years to come.
If you put a lot of feeling into it and just a lot of energy, that energy will slowly ooze back out.
A winding snake of water will splash over the stones down the natural slope of the site of the British Memorial Garden. It's a modern variant of a curving Welsh stream called a rill. The landscape architects who were chosen to lay out the garden previously worked on a formal design for Prince Charles's estate, but here they've let their imaginations run wild. Topiary sculptures up to 16 feet high will have whimsical shapes, like ice cream cones and chess figures, Alice in Wonderland style. The garden will be anchored by a sculpture from Britain's celebrated artist Anish Kapoor. Called Unity, it's a shiny black granite monolith symbolising Anglo-American friendship.
The Anish Kapoor sculpture that won our sculptural competition.
Camilla Hellman, the driving force behind the garden, says the artist has positioned it to reflect light coming in from the East River.
It has this wonderful chamber that is hollowed out that will reflect light. And the light is strength and the light is an eternal flame.
The inventiveness of the park can also be seen in fibre optic lighting coming out from boxwood hedges and curving benches and plantings of simple as well as formal flowers. In cool whites, pinks, blues and lavenders, which stay the same throughout the seasons.
This garden is traditional, but with edge. We're quirky in Britain. We're eccentric. And there's an eccentricity to this garden. There's a personality to it.
Although this is a memorial garden, there'll be no explicit reference to the deaths on 9/11, although Simon Verity has carved 67 different finials, decorative fence tops, as a tribute to the 67 Britons who died. One supporter of the garden is Charles Wolfe. At the reception after the groundbreaking, he said his wife, who was a native of Wales, worked on the 97th floor of Tower 1. He said he was thrilled that the park had design integrity. But from his own perspective as a widower...
I do think there should have been names in there, but not out front, not in your face. But I do think that names would have been names and perhaps what town or county they came from. But in a situation like this, I will leave it to the designers because they've done such a good job. But the only... I have no grave for my wife.
Wolfe said he would come down to watch the design take place and see the garden grow. It's a gift, he said, from the Anglo-American community to New York. The British Memorial Garden is tucked away in an area with British roots, appropriately called Hanover Square, named in 1714 after King George I. Walk down Wall Street, take a right on Water Street, and you'll come upon it. This oasis in the canyons of financial high-rises will officially open next summer. For WNYC, I'm Judith Kampfner.